قل لن ينفعكم الفرار إن فررتم من الموت أو القتل وإذا لا تمتعون إلا قليلا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله، لا سيما بقية الله، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم عاد الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وأتم الحج والعمرة لله. درود اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. First of all, I would like to give my condolence for the martyrdom of Bibi Fatima Zahra Salam alayhi to Imam Zama alayhi salam and all Mumineen. And we are going to start our verses from 196. Complete the Hajj and Umrah for Allah's sake. Wa atimul Hajj wa Umrah lillah. Complete Hajj and Umrah for the sake of Allah. So whatever we do for Umrah and Hajj is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fa in husirtum. Fa mastaysar min al hadi. Then, and if you are prevented, then make such sacrifice offering as it is feasible. Now Allah is saying that you finish, you complete, wa atim means complete, your Hajj and Umrah for sake of Allah. And if you are being prevented, how you are being prevented? If you are going for Hajj and Umrah and enemy prevented you, or if you are sick, fa mastaysar min al hadi, then whatever sacrifice you have available, do sacrifice the place. So there are two ways. One, you'll be stopped by enemies. If you are stopped by enemy, like Prophet was stopped by enemy when he wanted to do Umrah, then he did Qurbani right there where he was stopped. But if you are going for Umrah Mufarda, then are you going for Hajj? And if you are sick and if you cannot go, then you, if you are going for Hajj, your Hadi goes to Mina. But if you are going for Umrah, your Qurbani sacrifice will be done in Makkah. Those are the rules. وَلَا تَحْلِقُوا رُؤُسُكُمْ حَتَّى يَبْلُغُوا الْحَدِيُ مُحِلَّا. And do not shave your heads until the offering reach its place. And the rule is that you cannot shave your head until the sacrifice has been completed. So when you go to Mina, first you do sacrifice, then you shave your head. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِضًا أَوْ بِهِ أَذًى مِنْ رَكْسِهِ فَفَدِيَةٌ مِنْ صِيَامٍ أَوْ صَدَقَةٍ أَوْ نُسُرٍ. But if somebody is sick or he has some kind of hurt in his head, let the atonement be by fasting or charity or sacrifice. So there is an exception. The rule is that you have to first do sacrifice, then shave your head. But Allah is saying that if you are sick and the sickness is so much that you have to your head be shaved before you go for sacrifice, you cannot wait, or you have some kind of problem in your head and you have to get your head shaved, like you have lysis and worms, you cannot wait that long for to go to Mina and do sacrifice, and you have to shave your head. So what is the kafara? The kafara is either you do siyam, three fasts, or sadaqatin. What is the sadaqa? Feeding six poor people. Aw nusur means do one sacrifice. These are the three things you do for kafara if you want to shave your head because of your sickness before your sacrifice. Durud padh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Fa iza amintum. فَمَنْ تَعْمَتَّ بِالْعُمْرَةَ إِلَى الْحَجِّ. And when you have security, Allah says, when you are secure, now you are doing secure. Now you are secure, like you are not with enemy and you are not sick. Now Allah is talking about their rule and now He is talking about حَجِّ التَّمَتُّ. فَإِذَا أَمِنْتُمْ فَمَنْ تَعْمَتَّ بِالْعُمْرَةَ إِلَى الْحَجِّ. And now, for those who enjoy by virtue of Umrah until the Hajj. So what is Hajj Tamattu? Allah is talking about Hajj Tamattu. And Allah says, who enjoy by virtue of Umrah until Hajj. What is that? See, we have Hajj Qiran and Hajj Tamattu. Hajj Qiran is the one who does Hajj, who lives around Makkah within 16 kilometer radius under the Miqat. Local resident, they do Hajj Quran. Rest of the people do Hajj Tamattu. So what is Hajj Tamattu? They come from far distance. And first they do Umrah. And after Umrah, see, Hajj season starts from Shawwal. From Shawwal, then Zilqad, and then Zilhajj. In 3 months, you can start your Hajj for the Hajj Tamattu. But when you come once to Makkah, and where Umrah is complete, you have to wait till 8th of Zilhajj to do again where Ihram. So the period between you finish your Hajj, the period between you finish Umrah, then you start the Hajj, right? What you do? You take out your Ihram. And you, those condition of Ihrams are finished from you. Now you can enjoy your life. That's what Allah is saying, that who wants to enjoy by virtue of Umrah to Hajj. So that is the enjoyment, that all those prohibition which you had of the Ihram are gone now. So you can enjoy it, because before in the olden time, when people used to come for Hajj, and after they did Umrah, they will still keep those condition of Ihram till they finish the Hajj. So that's how they were used to it. So this, when this verse came out, when Prophet did Hajj Tamattu, he after Umrah, he took away his Ihram, and everybody took away, so people got questioned him. What did you do that now we can do all those things which are haram in Ihram? Yes, Prophet said, now this is Allah's order. You can do all that which was prohibited for you. So many people objected to Prophet. So Prophet went and gave a long lecture in Mecca about this rule. And that's what happened, that Prophet was afraid that people will not obey him. And that's what happened after Prophet left. This rule was gone. People went against it. That's why Allah is very hard on this verse. When we read further verse, we'll know how Allah was hard on this verse, because He knew that people are going to disobey Allah's order to enjoy in this period of time. Durud padh. فَمَسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْحَدِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that فَمَسْتَيْسَرَ مِنَ الْحَدِي. That means when you go for the Hajj, whatever easily sacrifice available, you do it. Let the offering be such as it is feasible in English. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ سَلَاسٍ أَيَّامٍ فِي الْحَجِّ. وَسَبَاتٍ إِذَا رَجَائِتُمْ تِلْكَ عَشْرَةٌ كَامِلَةٌ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَكُنْ أَهْلَهُ حَاضِرٍ مَسْجِدُ حَرَامِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. Now Allah is saying, that you do sacrifice in Mina, whatever is easy for you. But if you cannot find the sacrifice because of financial reason, or it's not available, then what you do? You keep three fasts during the period of Hajj, which is 7th and the 9th of Zilhajj. And 7 fasts you do when you come back to your home. That's total of 10. Now I'll read the translation. Let him fast 3 days during the Hajj and 7 when you return. That is a complete 10, Allah saying. That is for someone whose family does not dwell by the holy mass. Zalika mallam yakun ahlu hazirin masjid al-haram. Who is this rule for? Who live far? Who do Hajj tamattu, not Hajj Quran. For them, because they came from and they had no money or they cannot afford. Allah said, okay, no, you are ease. Now, you could not get sacrifice. Now, you can do 3 fasts and 7th and the 9th. 7th, 8th and 9th. And 7th, 3 fasts. And you go home, then do 7 more. That's total of 10. Allah said, this is the rule for the one who doesn't live around Makkah. The limit of this is 16 miles, means under the miqat. Whosoever lives beyond 16 miles will enjoy this rule with Hajj Tamattu. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. And be wary of Allah and know that Allah is severe in retribution. Why Allah said that? Because Allah knew that people are going to object about this Hajj Tamattu rule. That's why Allah was hard in this verse. That be fear of Allah. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. And know that Allah is severe in retribution. Allah is hard in retribution. Durud padhe. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Al-Hajju Ashharul Ma'lumat. The Hajj is a month and well known. Allah saying Al-Hajju Ashharul Ma'lumat. فَمَنْ فَرَزَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجُّ فَلَا رَفَثُ وَلَا فَسُوقُ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُونِي يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. So whosoever decides on Hajj, there is to be no sexual contact, vicious talk, or disposing during the Hajj. So Allah says that when you do a niyat for Hajj, you have some rules when you wear ihram, that you cannot go to women, or wala fusuqa. Fusuqa is what? There's a couple of commentary on fala rafatha wala fusuqa wala jidala. Fusuqa is fisq, which is being disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As some tafsir says, lying. And some says, sinning. Some says, using bad language. What is jidala? Jidala means argument. And some says, swearing by name of Allah. Those are not allowed. And whatever good you do, Allah knows it, Allah says. Whatever good you'll be doing, how much good you are doing, Allah knows it. And take provision. Allah says, take provision when you go to Hajj. Don't be depending on somebody. Because at the time of olden time, Yemeni people just used to go without food and water, anything. They thought that Allah is going to help them. So Allah said, no. You got to take a provision. Don't be burden on people. I gave you food. I gave you money. You use it. That's how I help you. Not like something is going manno salva for you. That's how many people do nowadays. Everything they say, oh, Allah is there. Allah asks you to do things, you know. Don't do this. People try to limit Allah very differently, you know. For indeed, the best provision is God weariness. Allah says the best provision is what? Taqwa. Best provision is, so when you go for Hajj, there are two things. First, you take your ticket, your hoteling, your food. But before that, what is more important? فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّادِ تَقْوَى. Taqwa, which you have to do for years and years. It's not 2 days thing. You have to prepare your heart for years and years to go for Hajj and Umrah. So that you can really have some ma'rifat of Hajj when you go there. Otherwise, your Hajj would be just like a traveling. So Allah said, so be wary of me, O you who possess intellect. Be afraid of me. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. Laysa alaykum junahun an tabtaghu fazlan min rabbikum. Fa iza afastum min arafatin faskurullaha indal mash'aril haram waskuruhu kama hadakum wa in kuntum min qablihi lamin dalin. There is no sin upon you in seeking your Lord's grace. In olden time, when people used to go for Hajj, they thought that it's haram to do business. So Allah says, there is no sin if you seek for Allah's grace during Hajj. That means you can do your business before Hajj, and after Hajj Arkan, you can do. Allah says you go for Hajj not only for spiritual development, also for business and economic development. Because you can make some money out of it. But it should not be your main goal. Your main goal should be spiritual aspect. But inside you can do that. Then when you stream out of Arafat, remember Allah at the holy Mashar. And remember Him as He has guided you. And earlier you were indeed among the astray. Allah says when you leave Arafat and when you go to Mashar al-Haram, remember Him. The way Allah guided you, and before you were astray, Allah taught you how to do tasbihat and salat. So when you leave Arafat and when you go to Mashar al-Haram, you remember Allah. Now the question comes, what is Arafat? Arafat is the verb where we start our Hajj. We go on 9th of Zilhajj at Zohar time to Arafat, all of us, right? And Arafat we stay till sunset. That is the time when you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the way you remember that everybody is wearing ihram is, and you remember how Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam did his Hajj in same Arafat field in that desert. Then you remember prophets doing Hajj in that area. And in that same place where we will be doing, and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself did, and Aima Tahirin did their Hajj in that Arafat, and you remember all that. And you try to connect Allah in Arafat so that your eyes open. Arafat means Arafat word came from Arafu, when Ibrahim alayhi salam was taught by Jibril how to do the rites of Hajj. He said, Arafu, I recognize. So the reality is that when we are in Arafat, we have to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To have those curtains should be lifted between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says then you leave Arafat and go to Mashar al-Haram. Because after sunset, you go to Mashar al-Haram, which is Muzdalifah, and spend all night there till the sunrise. Then you will be stay all night there. Where Allah says, when you go to Mashar al-Haram, then you remember Allah the way you have been guided. Before that, you were astray about it. Allah taught us how to be in Mashar al-Haram. Mashar came from Shahur. Shahur means to have consciousness and awareness. That's the place we have the awareness of ourselves and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's essence, holy essence. Because you will be in the night, in the desert, seeing the open stars and the galaxies, and you'll see how sinful we are. We pray to Allah all night and purify ourselves. This is called Mash'ar al-Haram, so to develop some sha'ur about ourselves. Purut pa'ala. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Summa afizu min haisu afazan nasu wastaghfirullah innallaha ghafurur rahim. Then stream out from where the people stream out and plead Allah for forgiveness. Indeed, Allah is all forgiving, all merciful. Allah is saying, because what happened in olden time, that Quraysh, when people used to go to Arafat, they didn't used to go to Arafat. They used to go directly to Muzdalifah. Allah says, no. Where the people stream out, you stream out. That means people go to Arafat, you go to Arafat. Don't think you are special. Wastaghfirullah. And ask Allah's forgiveness. Inna Allah ghafurur rahim. Surely Allah is forgiving and merciful. Allah doesn't want any special treatment for anybody. Durud pardon. Allahumma. فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمْ مَنَاسِكَكُمْ فَاسْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاؤُكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. فمن الناس من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وما له في الآخرة من خلاق. درود پڑھ دیں. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. When you finish your rites, then remember Allah, as you would remember your fathers, or with a more ardent remembrance. Among the people there are those who say, our Lord give us in this world, but for such there is no share in hereafter. What happened in olden time, that when people finish the rites of Hajj and Mina, they will talk about their forefathers, how great they were. So Allah stopped this. Allah says, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمْ مَنَاسِكُمْ, when you finish the Hajj rites, فَاسْكُرُ اللَّهَ ذِكْرِكُمْ آبَاؤُكُمْ أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا. Remember Allah as you remember your forefathers, like people used to do in olden time. أَوْ أَشَدَّ ذِكْرًا, maybe more than that, Allah says. Don't remember them, remember me in Mina. Don't boast on your forefathers. That's useless. Remember me like you remember your forefathers, even more than that. And Allah says, among people that have who ask Allah to give everything for this world, Allah says, for them there is no share in hereafter. Why? Because they are worldly people. There are two groups of people. One, they ask, they are worldly, like kuffar and munafiqeen, which they ask only for this world. Allah says, He gives them. But there is no share in for hereafter. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً قِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ أُولَئِكَ لَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا كَسَبُوا وَاللَّهُ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. درود پڑھتے ہیں. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. And among them there are those who say, our Lord give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from punishment of fire. Such shall partake of what they have earned, and Allah is swift in reckoning. That's what we go. When we go to Hajj and Umrah, that's we say dua, right? رَبَّنَا عَاتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً قِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah wants believer to ask for this world and next world. Allah says, for them, there is a share prepared for them from Allah. وَاللَّهُ سَرِيُّ الْحِسَابِ. Allah is quick in reckoning. So these two groups are different. One are hypocrites, they ask for this world only. One are mu'minin, they ask for this world and next world. Allah gives it that way. Allah is sari' al-hisab. Allah is quick in reckoning. Somebody asks Imam Ali, how Allah is going to reckon everybody on the judgment day? Imam says, the way He gives rest to everybody, same time, that's how He'll reckon everybody, same time. Durud par de. Allahumma sallallahu Muhammad wa وَاسْكُرُوا اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامِ مَعْدُودَاتِ فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلْ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ لِمَنِ اتَّقَى وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. ضرورت پڑھ رہے ہیں. محمد وآل محمد. Remember Allah in appointed days. What are those appointed days? These are the appointed days of Mina. 11, 12th and 13th. Now, first I'll read the translation, then I'll explain, inshallah. Then, whoever hastens off in a couple of days, means 2 days, there is no sin upon him. And whoever delays, means 3 days, there is no sin upon him. That for one who has been God-wary, and be wary of Allah, and know that toward him you will be mustered. Allah is saying that when you stay 2 days in Mina, there is no sin on you. If you delay, means you stay 3 days, there is no sin on you. Now, Tafsir Mizan says, why is saying that sin? There is no sin. It means that when you go for Hajj, your sins are all cleared out. So you're sinless. That's so beautiful. And then Allah says, these rules are for the one who does taqwa. Limanit taqa, right? The one who does taqwa. So what is the taqwa? And who are sinless people? Sinless people are haji, when they finish the hajj. And why Allah is saying again, then who does taqwa? Taqwa means who follows all the condition of ihram. If they are good and watching the condition of ihram, they did not disobey Allah, they become sinless. Wattaqullah wa'alamu annakum ilayhi tuhsharun. Allah says, fear Allah, for surely you will be gathered towards Him. Why He used the word gathered here in Mina? Because Mina is a gathering place and Mahshar is a gathering place. Allah is reminding, when you go to Hajj, we always remember Judgment Day. Same Ihram and people around taking their things. That's how we'll be gathered on Judgment Day. So Allah is reminding how we'll be gathered again. Durood padh rahe Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala wa min an-nas man yujibka qawluhu fil hayati ad-dunya wa yushhidu Allahu ala ma fi qalbihi wa huwa aladdul khisam wa idha tawalla sa'a fil ardi لِيُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيُهْلِكُ الْحَرْسَ وَالْنَسْلَ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَسَادَ وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهَ أَخَذَ لَهُ عِزَّةُ بِالْإِسْمِ فَحَسْبُهُ جَهَنَّمَ وَلَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادُ اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. Among the people is he whose talk about worldly life impress you. Allah is talking about munafiqeen. That their talk in worldly life very impressive. And he holds Allah's witness to whatever is in his heart. He says, whatever I'm doing is for the sake of Allah. He'll say from the deep, say it's my deep of heart what I'm talking to you. That's what he'll talk about. And his talk is so sweet. Allah says, munafiqeen. Thou, he is a staunchest of enemy, Allah says. He is a staunchest of enemy. It's about the munafiqeen. And if he were to wield authority. Vaiza tawalla means when he is given authority. Some says when it turns around and goes. Some commentary, but some says it is authority. Because when munafiq has authority, how he behaves? He would try to cause corruption in the land. Fasad. He'll cause fasad. So what is the fasad? Tafsir Mizan says the fasad is that they want to destroy, they want to try change the Shariat laws. That's what happened actually in Islam. After Prophet left, Shariat law changed in different sects. And to ruin the crops and the stock. They try to ruin the crops and the stocks. Because when these hypocrites have become in the power, they change the Shariat and they destroy the crops and the stock. Harsan wa nasl. Some says hars means crop and nasl is progeny. So sixth Imam says that here it means hars means religion and progeny means mankind. That's what they did. These munafiqeen, when they came in power after Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they destroyed the religion and destroyed the human beings, the mankind, by all these corruptions. And Allah does not like corruption. And when it is told, when he is told, be wary of Allah, conceit seizes him sinfully. When he is told to this hypocrite, be afraid of Allah, conceit, the pride, seizes him, controls him, takes him in a grip. So let to be sinful. Akhazadu izzatu bil ism. Akhazadu izzatu bil ism. His pride takes him towards sinning. Because why is proud? Because he has power now. See, izzat has been used in Quran two different ways. One, izzat is for what Allah gives izzat to awliya and peghambar. When Allah gives izzat to awliya and peghambar, they don't sin. They're honest. This izzat is a fake izzat. Because he became authority, so his izzat is not from Allah, he became proud, arrogant. When he became arrogant, that arrogant take him towards sinning. Take him to sinning. Why? How? By creating fasad and yuhlikul harsa wa nasl. Creating disruption religion and destroying the human being by destroying crops and animal everything, food products. فَحَزْبُهُ جَهَنَّمْ. So let hell suffice him. فحسبه جهنم ولا بيكسل مهاد. And it's surely the evil resting place. Sure, evil resting place. So this is the verse for Imam Jafar Sadiq al-Islam says that this verse came, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad, for the enemy of Ahlul Bayt. This verse came for the enemy of Ahlul Bayt, who took authority and took wilayat away from Ahlul Bayt and took power in their control. And they destroyed the religion, changed the rules of Sharia, and destroyed everything and killed and tortured Ahlul Bayt. Today we are talking about the martyrdom of Bibi Fatima Zahra Salam Alayha. She was the one who was the first defender of Imam Ali's Vilayat, and she stood up for Imam Ali's Vilayat, and the hypocrites did not like it. Hypocrite wanted Imam Ali to do the bayat to the Khalifa of that time, and they surrounded the door of Bibi Fatima Zahra Salam Alayha, and Bibi closed the door, and these people came and surrounded Bibi's house. They were in a big number, and they forgot that Prophet came to this house for 6 months and said salam to the Ahlul Bayt. 6 months, but they forgot that. They were tyrant at that time. They forgot that. They brought the firework. They put the house on the fire. Bibi was behind the door. She wanted to stop them, but they did not hear Bibi. These hypocrites. And what they did, they opened the door forcefully, and Bibi was trying to hold the door. She was pregnant with Hazrat Mohsin alayhi salam, and Bibi got crushed between the door and the wall. Bibi got martyred, and Mohsin got martyred.